Welcome to another in the series of Mystical Perspectives. I'm Reverend Cindy Paulos, happy to be here with you today. We've got a fascinating subject today. I just love this subject. The subject is living life intuitively. These Mystical Perspective shows have been delving into the wonderful book by Dr. Paul Leon Masters called Spiritual Mind Power Affirmations, which are practical, mystical, and spiritual inspiration that can be applied to your life. Now, I think we're celebrating an anniversary. We've been doing this book for about a year. And I love just going page by page through this book. And I've been doing that. And this particular page is, again, is Living Life Intuitively. If you're interested in getting the book, you can get it at metaphysics.com or on amazon.com. Dr. Paul Leon Masters also has a book out. His first one was on mystical insights. And then there was the one that was out after, just recently after this book. And that one has a wonderful book called Meditation Dynamics. So let's go into living life intuitively, starting with the affirmations. The first one is recognition. I recognize that personal ego intellect is man-made and limited, while intuitive consciousness comes from God's presence within me and is unlimited by its knowledge or reality of what should or should not be done in this life. So we're going to be going a little more into this. The ego has its own way of being and thinking and controlling. And if you're focusing your intent on your ego and distracted by your personal ego intellect, it is limited. And the intuitive consciousness of God's presence is something you can focus and tune into and build a bridge to. And that part's unlimited by its knowledge, because that is in the God connection to everything. So repeating that affirmation, I recognize that personal ego intellect is man-made and limited, while intuitive consciousness comes from God's presence within and is unlimited by its knowledge or reality and what should or should not be done in this life. You can indeed, you know, build your intuition up, and that, of course, is what we'll be getting into a little more. The next affirmation is workings. I recognize that my personal ego intellect is a tool only to be used and directed through the intuition by God's presence within me. So that's who's in control there, right? Who is in control? Who's the boss? Is it your ego or is it God's presence within you? Repeating this one, I recognize that my personal ego intellect is a tool only to be used and directed through God's presence within me. The next one's meditation, and this is so key to becoming more intuitive. Through my daily practice of meditation, I open the conscious levels of my mind to receive intuitive guidance from God's presence within me. So I've been meditating every day of my life since I was 13. And this is something that you build up when you are directing your consciousness towards God's presence within you. You build your intuition up. It's almost like there's an open channel to receive. Meditation opens that guidance that you need. There's so many clues given, and that's the real key to building your intuition up too. So repeating this affirmation, through my daily practice of meditation, I open the conscious levels of my mind to receive intuitive guidance from God's presence within me. And the next one's will. Daily, I release the will of my personal ego intellect to the will of God, which manifests as intuitive consciousness to direct me. again, this comes right back to who's in charge, right? Is, are you serving God's will, which is goodwill? Repeating the affirmation daily, I release the will of my personal ego intellect to the will of God, which manifests as intuitive consciousness to direct me. And first reaction is the next affirmation here. I recognize that if I am meditating daily on God's presence, while at the same time I've turned over my will to God's will, that my first reaction to anything is God's guidance intuitively guiding me. Thy will, not mine, be done, right? And what a tool. God's got your back, you know, and it's a pretty good thing to have God as your life coach here. And the more you intuitively are connected, the more you can actually get that inner word, that warning, that little clue. There's so many ways to do that. But again, first reaction, I recognize that if I am meditating daily on God's presence, while at the same time I have turned over my will to God's will, that my first reaction to anything is God's guidance intuitively guiding me. The next one is decision making. In making decisions, I am more reliant on what I am sensing or feeling intuitively than on something that I can analyze about. Now, there are, you know, there's the right brain and there's the left brain, and one part is the analytical and the mental part, the other part's the intuitive and the creative part. And it's good to be balanced. I happen to be more into the creative and intuitive side. But there's a lot of people that want you to write down and put in and explain why. And then you've got to try to explain. And it's interesting because a practice I've been doing since I was 13, after meditation every day, I would write down any guidance I felt I got. Sometimes it would just be one word. But then more words would come when I'd write that one word down. And I found there was a lot of guidance and teachings I was getting that way. And on top of that, I was building this bridge between my higher self and my presence and my soul to what I have in my conscious mind. The next one's decision making. In making decisions, I am more reliant on what I'm sensing. Oh, that's the one I just, well, you have to say it again anyway. In making decisions, I am more reliant on what I am sensing or feeling intuitively than on something that I can analyze about it. And the next one's creative ideas. I recognize that the creative ideas that can be dramatically changing my life for the better come from God's presence within me through intuitive consciousness. Okay, so once you open up that floodgate, that door, you know, a lot of creative ideas will come. And I find this with me, I'll get all kinds of things, kind of assignments or messages of what I should do. And the idea is, of course, saying, okay, this is what I'm going to focus on, because sometimes you get so many, or you need a whole team of people to do it all. But here's the one, creative ideas again. I recognize that the creative ideas that can dramatically change my life for the better come from God's presence within me and through intuitive consciousness. And some musicians I know call that the muse, you know. Many actually words and poems and music albums have been done about the muse. But what is the muse really, right? Except maybe that intuitive presence within. The next one is control. All surface levels of my mind are controlled by intuitive consciousness emanating forth from God's presence within me. And again, on control, all surface levels of my mind are controlled by intuitive consciousness emanating forth from God's presence within me. So those are the affirmations, all very clearly going into connecting and being in tune with God's will and God's presence. If you go to the basics of what intuition is, it's a noun, and it's the ability to understand something immediately without the need for conscious reasoning. So, of course, you can understand that this some people may not, who are very intellectually based, may not understand the power of recognizing something intuitively immediately. But Carl Jung was an amazing teacher. Dr. Mastered loved his teachings. He was wonderful in understanding that connection of psychology and spirit. And he said, intuition gives outlook and insight. Now think about that, both outlook and insight. It revels in the garden of magical possibilities as if they were real. Isn't that a beautiful description? I think Carl Jung was extremely intuitive as well. Of course, he wrote a lot of books about the symbology and the inner higher levels of consciousness. And the psychology, the study of intuition, is really something that he worked on quite deeply. Carl Jung was, he was such an inspiration. But it was interesting, because towards the last years of his life, he was at the institute that he'd started, and he would go to some classes. He went to a class once, and the teacher was teaching from his book. And he said, well, no, that's not right. I mean, it's different now. I have more that I've learned. And the teacher said, well, we have to only, we're teaching from the books. We can't keep changing this. But if you're writing a book, well, yeah, things are right for that time when you're writing, but then they can change as you get more and more learnings and lessons about it, right? Carl Jung said, without knowing if a man is always concerned with God, some people call it instinct or intuition, but he said that's nothing other than God. Isn't that a beautiful thing? And he said he realized that intuition is nothing other than God. He further went on to say, God is that voice inside us which tells us what to do and what not to do. In other words, our conscience. So that is really a powerful statement, our conscience. Do we listen to our conscience? There's ways you can actually develop this. Of course, we said earlier, meditation. But you can set an intention in your meditation. You can actually be still and set an intention to have a question or be directed about something. And that's important to have this attitude of trust, of believing that you are indeed going to be getting instruction and you can listen to God's guidance. You need to expect that. To be a real intuitive, you have to be open to receive that. And of course, once you set that intention and that question, you have to listen, right? You don't keep talking. You just be silent. And meditation is a wonderful way to listen, right? And then you kind of, after you're silent, you can truly just maybe write down one word that comes. How do you feel about something? Write it down. You build that bridge with your higher self, right? And you allow that self to really be there. So let's just take a brief moment and, well, let's take a couple of moments, okay? And I won't even say we have to be brief because it's in God's time, right? So let's take a moment or two and just take some very deep breaths here. Breathing in deeply with the intention to receive guidance from your intuition. Breathing out any kind of thoughts or worries or prejudgments or concerns. Breathing in that trust of knowing that you can experience God's presence right here and right now in this very moment. Breathe that in, relax, go deeper. Breathe in the light of God's divine holy presence. And let's connect with that beautiful presence, that light of all light. And let's breathe in that breath behind the breath, the inner breath of the soul. Breathing in and knowing that we can be connected to the highest guidance that comes from God's presence within. Let's turn our will over to God's will and open our mind and expand our mind to be totally enlightened in this very moment, intuitively connected to our true inner guides that have our best will and God's will, watching out for us and helping us. And if you have a question now that you wish to be intuitively guided by, set that intention to send it out to your inner self that knows the answer, that inner part that's connected to God. Let's breathe in silently and listen for a moment or two. Breathing in, opening, listening. And imagine you are directly facing that teacher, that master, and being given the answer right now to what you need. Allow it to make an impression. And pick up on any color, light, feeling, any intuitive word you get. And let that word sink into your deepest part of your consciousness. Be ever so grateful for the guidance that you receive. And you can ask for it to be very clear. You can ask for signs to come that you may wish to help guide you in the right direction. Be open to that guidance right now. Expect it. Believe it. Know it. It is possible. And so it is. If there's any thoughts or words or impressions you receive, feel free to write them down right now so you don't let it slip away. And realize also that sometimes you can find guidance, intuitive guidance in your subconscious, and that can come out in your dreams. Of course, Carl Jung was an amazing teacher of dreams. He wrote about the archetypes and the collective unconscious, and he said that the perception that we get in intuition is via the unconsciousness. So that's coming from that other level of consciousness, which can come out in many ways. And it's interesting about intuition as well. For example, I mean, I'm pretty intuitive, but I'm also pretty impatient sometimes. So, for example, I bought the Boeing stock, and I intuitively felt, well, it's going to go up. And then I kept seeing it kind of sitting up and going down, and it went down even further than where I bought it. This was a little while ago, before Christmas. And finally, when it came up a little bit, I just said, I'm going to sell it. It hasn't been doing what I thought. Well, it went up 100 points about a month later. Of course, it went down again when all the things happened with the Boeing 737 MAX. So it's interesting. But, you know, if I'd held on to it about a month longer, I would have made quite a bit of money. But I was rather impatient. And Carl Jung had to say about that, intuitives are often very poor because they never wait for the harvest. So it's interesting that he picked up on that, because we figure we get an intuition on something, we expect that to happen. And then it's like, well, okay, what happened? I was guided by my connection with Mother Mary to do a book on the Divine Feminine, that it was time, that the Divine Feminine was going to be balanced out, that there was really a lot of people who had been maltreated and abused that needed to be healed by the Divine Mother and the Divine Feminine and Mother Mary. So I did a CD called Arise Above Abuse 3 years ago. Now, if I had put it out this last year, it would have been what a lot of people would have said been better timing, right? But again, it was an intuitive thing, and I didn't really think about the timing. So, you know, that might be something else to add in your guidance is, okay, how long is it going to take to really be the right time for that harvest? How long do I have to wait for the harvest? I mean, it's not that, you know, any damage is done, but it is an interesting thing. I was also kind of going into meditation, and it came to me about how intuition is different than being a psychic. And there is a difference. A few things that came to my mind is typically when you're intuitive, you're doing it for your inner guidance and yourself, and you're not obviously charging yourself to get any messages. So it's something between you and God. Now, when you're a psychic, other people want you to tell them what's going to be going on, and it really does turn out a lot of the times what psychics have their clients pay for is to tell them what's going to happen in their love life. And so, you know, you're going into someone else's psyche and telling them something. Now, possibly you can even affect, when you tell them something, what they may believe. And you can have karmic influence over that other person. And they should be developing their own inner intuition and psyche. And they basically want someone else to tell them what they want to hear a lot of times. I know Dr. Masters really did not encourage psychics to be practicing. He really would always tell people to go and go within and actually do it from your soul and have your own inner connection rather than relating to the psychic. It's very easy to be swayed by astral levels when you're a psychic. Now, and I don't want to judge it. I mean, there are many people that really are psychics, and basically they're intuitives, but they go and do it, you know, try to help or make money by becoming a psychic. And, you know, whether it's right or wrong, I'm not here to judge, but I mean, I think it's really definitely really great to be able to be connected to your own inner God coach and get your guidance from within. And that's why we meditate, and that's why we certainly encourage people to go within and look at their intuition and their guide and their creative self and to see how that can help them in their life. I'm going to close today's talk with a lovely Aramaic version of the Lord's Prayer. It goes, Father, Mother of the Cosmos, shimmering light of all, focus your light within us as we breathe your holy breath. Enter the sanctuary of our heart, uniting within us the sacred rays of your power and beauty. Let your heart's desire unite heaven and earth through our sacred union. Help us fulfill what lies within the circle of our lives today. Forgive our secret fears, as we freely choose to forgive the secret fears of others. Let us not enter into forgetfulness, tempted by false appearances, for from your astonishing fire comes the eternal song, which sanctifies all, renewed eternally in our lives and throughout creation. We seal these words in our hearts, committed in trust and faith. Amen. Today's talk again was based on the book Spiritual Mind Power Affirmations by Dr. Paul Leon Masters. It's available at metaphysics.com, and give yourself some time when you go to metaphysics.com. Check out the other books and what's available there. You can even look at becoming a metaphysical minister or take a course in metaphysics. There's really lovely possibilities open to you once you go to that site. And you can also get Dr. Master's books at Amazon.com. I have a site called Mystical Perspectives where I have now 50 different talks that I've done over the course of this last year, and they're all there for free for you to listen to. That's mysticalperspectives.com. And I want to thank you for listening. I appreciate you taking the time to listen, and I encourage you to practice your intuition and ask God to be in charge and guide you in the right way to go in your life and listen to that guidance. God bless you, and until next time, practice the wonderful gift of love in your life always.